I'm Kimberly Witten with Great Parks of Hamilton County, and I'd like to share how you can have a Great Parks experience at home. As we all spend more time around the house, we're looking for new activities and projects. Great Parks Parks at Home series offers all kinds of fun and interactive things you can do with your family. One of these activities are tips on just how simple and beneficial composting can be. It gives you and your family a chance to practice sustainability and connect with a healthier environment as well as with each other. Overall, composting generates excellent soil. The organic material produced is high in nutrients and becomes a superfood for plants. Another huge benefit is that it reduces the amount of garbage we send to landfills. In fact, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that the average person creates 1 to 1.5 pounds of food waste each day, which goes to show that composting is a smart way to go. To begin your composting project, you can build an enclosed space in the yard made of non-treated wood. Make sure it is low to the ground and with an open bottom to allow contact with the soil. The standard size is 3 feet by 3 feet. It's also ideal to build 2 boxes to allow one side to cook when it's full as you start another pile. Another option is to use a plastic storage bin with holes drilled along the sides, up high for airflow, and down low to allow contact with the soil. You can purchase these in your local hardware store or online. Once your space is ready, you can start adding organic waste to start your compost. Collecting food, otherwise known as green waste, is very easy. You can cut the top off of an old milk jug or use another container that can hold about 1 gallon of food waste. There are small containers that you can also buy at the store or online. It's important to think about which foods you can compost. Foods that are ideal include fruits and vegetables, grains including pasta, bread, and rice, eggshells, sandwich leftovers, coffee grains and tea bags, napkins, and soft paper. Never put bones, meat, dairy, oil, fat, or animal manure into a compost. Now empty the food in the compost bin when the kitchen container fills up, or at least every few days, to keep foul odors out of the house. Be sure to add dry leaves and or non-treated grass clippings to the compost, also known as brown waste, which can help contribute to the decomposting process. You will also want to add water to keep the pile nice and moist. You may want to even keep it physically covered with a tarp or barrier just to keep the animals out. As you add waste, be sure to turn the pile. This will add more oxygen and will encourage the natural decomposition. You will want a good balance between nitrogen and carbon in the compost pile. Once your first bin is full, leave it alone for a few months to let bacteria break everything down into an excellent soil. Then, it's ready to be added to your garden or your landscaping. You can start building a second compost pile while the first one's breaking down. The compost will be reduced in volume by as much as 60% as it decomposes, so you will end up with much less than what you'd started. But there's a great payoff for all this work. One, composting reduces the need for pesticides because it creates healthier soil, in turn supporting stronger plants that are less vulnerable to insects. Two, it helps the soil to hold more water and nutrients, making the soil looser and easier to work with. Now's a good time to mention that Great Parks will soon be doing its own composting project on a larger scale. When campgrounds reopen, we will be starting a program at Witten Woods Campground. Campers will be provided with a small composting container that can be kept at their site to collect food waste. They can then empty their container in a large composting bin conveniently located at the campground. The compost collected will be used for Great Parks conservation projects. We will eventually expand composting to other Great Parks campgrounds too. For more ideas like this, visit Parks at Home at our website. There you will find other fun and educational activities, crafts, videos, and more to keep you and your family connected to nature. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kimberly Witten with Great Parks of Hamilton County.